Hi, this is Romil and Mimansha from Auroville Radio, and we are here to cover 5th Eco Music Festival hosted by the Solitude Farm, creatively named as Lively Up Your Earth, which is on 24th of September, Saturday, from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. We are here in conversation with Krishna from Solitude Farm, who will share with us information and excitement about this upcoming high-energy event. Hi, Krishna.
Hi. How's it going?
Nice. Good to be with you. So, firstly, I want to tell you that coming to the Solitude Farm is always a pleasure, because we were here earlier and the energy is really nice. Little information for our guest and new volunteers, if you could give us a small brief about Solitude Farm and activities on Solitude Farm, and how is it connected to the festival coming up?
Yeah, sure. So Solitude over the last 20 years has been dedicated to reconnect people with where their food comes from. And that means on a very practical level, it starts with recognizing that all the biomass that grows around Auroville, and in Auroville we live in a gold mine because we have the beautiful forests all around us, that biomass, if it's channeled back to gardens where food production is going on, the soil will become awesome. We have depleted soil in Auroville, so that will re-energize our soil. That action of recognizing this organic matter needs to be taken and welcomed and put back to our soil is the first honoring of our Mother Earth, because it's actually that organic matter also comes from Mother Earth, and it remakes the soil healthy. Without a healthy soil, you don't have a healthy society. It's very sure. Once you have healthy soil, the nature will offer you many, many things. In this farm, we've shown that there are 90 things that's growing on this farm. We've shown how by when you combine community with local food, you revalue what food is. Now, industrialized agriculture has actually defined the nutritional profile of our society, of our country, of the world. But you look what's in a shop here in the way of vegetables. In a local shop, there'll be cabbage, potato, carrot, beetroot, none of which grow here. Now, India's on its 12th five-year agricultural plan, looking at nutritional security. We will never have nutritional security if we don't know where our food comes from. So all the work at Solitude is about honoring the earth on that soil ecology level by channeling back the organic matter back to the soil that's in abundance around Auroville. And then gratefully, with gratitude, taking and using the gifts that the Mother Earth is offering us and feeding people and putting that in baskets, giving fruit and vegetable basket, or teaching workshops, cooking workshops, or permaculture workshops, etc. Trying to empower people to see we can live from food that's primarily grown in Auroville. It doesn't mean we have to be fanatic. We're not going to close Tanto. We like Tanto. But, we should understand that primarily we can live from this earth, and that is an act of devotion to Mother, really, and that I feel very strongly about. So this festival is very much a fruit of the work we've been doing with our soil, all the projects we have in village, in town hall, the different things we do with the music and workshops. All of those are a result of the dynamic soil ecology, and the festival is like the big fruit of that as well. What's beautiful is that same theme about opening our eyes to see what's there in front of our noses. So in this festival, we have an Ayurvedic workshop with people who do that in Auroville. We have cooking workshops, permaculture workshops, eco-farm, astrology, numerology. We have Kripa Devi from Sankalpa doing art therapy things. Garden Weave is her workshop, and the art cart. There's a workshop doing macrame, another workshop stitching. Kalu is from the circus, Auroville Circus, showing how to make juggling balls and teach people to do that. There's face painting and t-shirt painting, and there's arts and crafts, and there's a treehouse workshop run by Philip and his amazing team from the treehouse community. many things going on, and it's like recognizing, wow, so much creativity is there. All we have to do is create a space, welcome the people to come, bring some food, and that we don't have any problem with, and bring the music, which we also don't have a problem with, because in Oroville we do have a number of very beautiful groups. We, some of us are playing in many of the groups, or a couple of the groups each. And I sort of feel that we should start recognizing that, hang on, well, let's do this again in 3 months' time, let's do it in Evergreen, and then after another 3 months, let's do it in Fertile, or let's do another one in Town Hall after December, you know? Let's make this a cornerstone of our society in Oroville, because without celebration, you can't make social change. Social change comes through joy and love and a sense of empowerment, a sense of vision, of community. And when you see, when we lose our relationship to where our food comes from, it goes hand in hand with social disintegration. Social disintegration goes hand in hand with nutritional malnourishment. Mm-hmm. Not malnourishment is a big word, but that the nutrition, you know, is not, how to say, there's not a deep understanding of where our food comes from, you know, ecologically, culturally, socially, nutritionally, mm-hmm. and economically, you know. And in solitude, we have shown that. We're trying to make people take note by honoring this earth, by honoring what she can give us, creating community around it, we can create social change. We can create well-being. Our currency is not money, it's the currency of well-being. Money will flow equally after that, more than people who are just trying to say, you know, just try to earn money through farming. But when we add community to farming, it takes on a completely different dimension. It's much more profitable if that's what people's aim is. I mean, our aim is not only that. Our aim is recognizing that our profit is many, many different types of profit, you know. It's not only financial. And I think that when you start looking at that, you start to see, wow, there is a possibility for a real change. So we're trying to bring that change in with local farmers as well as in our community, to our community in Oroville as well.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of passion in what you speak.
That's for sure.
And it surely brings out the excitement, what we can expect. And it gives way to the idea of, as you said, it's a festival to celebrate all the hard work, and it's like a harvest festival.
No, it's not a harvest festival. It's recognizing the creativity in our community. This is not harvest time. Harvest is January.
Oh.
This is a time of recognizing recognizing all the creativity all of it. Who want to come? The creativity and bring it alive that people can interact. So there are only workshops. It's only things you can learn. It's only things you can do.
Mm.
It's only things that you walk away and you go, wow, oh, that's cool. And that you actually got a connection with someone and you started doing something with someone. You know, maybe people don't know, some people might not know Kalu, for example, or Kripa Devi, or some of the people doing the Ayurveda from Pachandikulam, for example. And afterwards it's creating links and it's creating, you know, friendships and education, empowerment and things like that. But then there's music as well. We have 5 bands playing. There's the Oroville Sisters, which is headed by Shakti. And then there's Francois with his Balkan Masala, and very exceptional musician playing very beautiful folk music with his friend Shalini and another, our joint friend Shanks. And then there is a jazz collective where I've tried to get all the jazz freaks from Oroville together. So there's about 6 or 7 of them kind of play together. And they've actually invested time to rehearse, and I think they've had a good time doing that as well, which is, to facilitate that alone is great, you know.
Mm.
And Mattia is back inside that sort of clique as well, playing with a couple of different bands, and he's also doing the sound, which is wonderful. And then you have Emergence, which is my band. And actually this festival it's a pretext in some sense to release our new EP, which is under the People Food Music banner, which is our project about all the things I've been talking to you about. And so we have 6 tracks of a new EP, and we'll be playing those tracks. And we'll be playing a few more songs, and you know, presenting the new
band,
the new CD. No, it's not a new band. It says the new EP. Yeah, and then at the end there'll be a jam session with a very, very, very good Hindustani singer, a top drummer from Delhi, and then Mishkumba, who doesn't need any introduction. You know, supremo Indian number one bassist, and I think and Shanks will be playing guitar, and they'll, and other people will start getting up, and it's like a jam session. So they'll start the jam session off, and should be quite exciting. And that, coupled with the good food that we're offering, all local, delicious Oroville grown food, we should have a beautiful festival together.
So the inspiration for this clearly is creativity and celebration, right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
More and more we get into it, feels like this is a brainchild. Whom would you say this festival idea 5 years ago was a brainchild?
I mean, it's my idea. Most of the things are my idea, but they're not. I mean, it's nothing unique. Actually, I say my idea, but to tell the truth, many of the things I've done have been inspired by Johnny from Fertile. We used to do, when I was much younger, the festival in the Vista Center Christmas Fair, and it just so inspired me how he could bring people together just because of joy, just because of creativity, by letting people do things and share and recognize, you know, that, you know, we departmentalize things. Oh, this is farming. And this is this, and this is radio, and this is that, you know. We have to find the love for our life in everything, you know. We have to find that sparkle. So this festival is really a celebration, as you said, you know. It's really recognizing that celebration can bring joy, and joy can bring change. The most interesting thing at this festival, if I may just, I think it's one of the most interesting, is going to be the parade. So we have the Flutterby Parade, which is deeply inspired by the wonderful Kerr Edwin, who is a Canadian director, actress, dancer, you know, performer, educator, a wonderful person. And so she's doing the giant butterfly puppet parade. And then around that, we have brought music and maybe fire and drums and kids with face painting and this and that. So it'll be a parade. And then at the end of the parade, there'll be a sort of creative collective circle where we will do there will be like a collective qigong session, and there will be collective song, and there will be some other and then there will be a sort of a special moment, will be their little surprise, you know, some things where we really can come together and do something really unique that doesn't have any essential meaning to it. It's just for the joy of doing something wacky and fun and beautiful together, and really to cherish that being together. And then after the parade, we'll have another couple of concerts, Emergence and the jam session, and the dinner served at the cafe, and then that'll be the evening. So it's a sort of a bite-sized event, you know. It's not like 2-day festival and, you know, breaking your head running in. It's just afternoon and evening.
Yeah. Well, knowing all these artists and all these activities going on, so whom do you think are the people, what kind of people would you expect or should make plans to come visit this festival?
Well, primarily, like, for example, people in Oroville, like, they, you know, we're very money oriented in Oroville. It's true, you know. It's terrible in that sense, you know, that it's so top heavy. But people ask me, no, you can get more guests coming to your restaurant. I don't want so many guests. I want Orovillians to come to the restaurant. I want Orovillians to come and say, well, to recognize, oh, the lunch scheme is really cheap, and it actually makes it accessible to me, and we'll teach you how to grow it, and we can give you this basket, and, you know, and empower people. So primarily I want Orovillians to come, because it's about their community. It's our community. It's our community event. It's a free event. However, it's not that it doesn't cost money. It's that we don't want to, this time we're trying to, like, move away from that. And We're trying to say to people, come on, take responsibility. It's your community. There's no budget for this. We're not going to go around begging to everyone, can you pay this and that? But, you know, it's your community. Take ownership of your community. Offer something. Contribute generously to make the event happen, because there is costs to make it happen. And, yeah. And then whoever else wants to come, every single person is welcome. Yeah.
So you would expect large crowds?
We can see. I don't really know, because like the last festival, we had about 1,300, 1,500 people. We had 15 bands. We had Parvati Bal performing. We had, musicians who played with Supergroup from the 70s, yes. We had musicians who played with Ray Charles, and musicians who played with this one and that one and the Everly Brothers. You know, it's like very hyped. It was like, wow, amazing, you know. And this was much quieter. This is really like just, you know, just trying to recognize the beauty of what we have here, like we recognize the beauty of what can come from our fields. And so we haven't hyped it so much. So I don't really know how many people, maybe 500, something like that, but I don't really know. We'll see.
Yeah.
There's no expectations on that level, actually.
It's just to give a general sense and for people who are coming new to Auroville to know what goes on and what is the magnitude to expect. Is there any special requirements? Anyone has to make any preparation?
No.
Anything
they
have to bring along?
No, just come, be happy, come and share, be generous, open your heart, come and enjoy, have fun. That's all it is.
So this is a general shout out to all the Aurovillians out there. As you said, more and more, this is an Aurovillian event where Aurovillians, and you want Aurovillians to come and take ownership of this event. And
I mean, that's happened on the workshop level. It's so exciting, like the parade. Like, I haven't tried to be the boss, you know, and say, oh, you have to do this. And we've just, like, said, we, like, Keridrin brought that idea, and then we brought this, and then that happened, and then this person's going to do that. And what do you think? Oh, I'd like to do it like this. Okay, do it like that. It's just been, and the workshops like that, it's been really just a very collective, like, if the whole festival goes well, it's just because it's a collective, you know.
So just to draw a picture from the last event, for all the returning Aurovillians who are going to participate again, what kind of new are they going to expect? What can they see?
Well, the workshops, I think, because before there was a market, so there won't be a market. There's going to be no commercial activities in that sense, or maybe one or two that are to do really with artistic and creativity, you know, not. But there's no one selling like t-shirts or even organic t-shirts or selling, I don't know, solar lights or something like that. There's nothing like that happening here. It's only going to be interaction, so that people would like go, oh, wow, I can learn to make my own cough remedy in the Ayurvedic. And they're there for half an hour, 1 hour doing it, and they go away with a little bottle or something. Or they learn to make the Ecofem sanitary stitching workshop. Or they do a cooking workshop and they go away knowing, wow, shit, I know how now to cook green papaya. Or they go away with a little basil plant that they've learned how to plant in the nursery workshop, or things like that, you know, or the permaculture workshop, or they've got involved with the treehouse workshop, and that there's an interaction, and there's such a joy to do things together. We lost that. I see it time and time again. We're cerebrally top heavy. We're internet top heavy, we're busy, busy, busy all the time on that sort of level. But when you go and make a garden together with someone, there's a joy in relation that you don't find all the time. When you go and cook together, there's a joy in relationship. When you make a play together, when you sing together, you know, if you make a preparation, Ayurvedic preparation or something like that, if you do things together, it's very, very, very powerful and beautiful. So that's what's different in this festival, and it's only come about by recognizing what we have already, like what we recognize we have all these things in the field and we're just not using them, and now we use them. So it's about that, you know.
Yeah, powerful is definitely the right word that's coming to my mind also. As you say about this festival, it's more about people taking value home.
Definitely.
Gaining more value and having a value with them more longer time.
Yeah, absolutely. Empowerment, yeah.
Wow. And what would be, on the technical side, what would be the contribution expected? And
No, we don't have anything like that. We just have it.
So
it
you have just open doors?
Yeah, it's a, there'll be a place where people will be encouraged not just to walk by and ignore the calls to contribute financially to the festival. There'll be a place for that. If people choose to walk by and say, I don't give a damn, it's not my responsibility, that is their business. But there'll be plenty of opportunities for people to understand for themselves as well how we're all part of it, and how if everyone just contributes a little bit, all the things are, you know, are covered, and it's there's a joy in that as well. There's a joy in that giving as well.
So it's going to be a real sense of contribution, wherein if you are not obliged to pay, but from the values, people can choose to pay. And as you very rightly said, it's about ownership.
Exactly.
And in ownership, there is nothing to pay. It's more of like an investment.
Well, it's yours.
It's yours.
It's a festival made for you, by you, because you come and help make it. And then you also put a little bit financially into it to make sure it happens, to make sure this the stage is covered, the lights are covered, and this is covered, and that is covered, and some costs for whatever it is we had to spend, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah.
In that sense, it's going to be, in that sense, a little different how we did. The first two festivals we did were free. The next two we did, we charged people. And, I mean, it's not like that money we charged put in our pockets and we went away. It all went to help the farm and develop the social work that's going on in the farm. People don't understand that, you see. They think that, oh, this Krishna's trip, Krishna's personally benefiting this, Krishna's... I mean, I spent my 23 years in Oroville trying to do something very concrete for this world, you know, for things that I deeply believe in, that come from my great teacher, Masanobu Fukuoka, a Japanese farmer, and trying to show people that everyone's running after making money. When you start valuing what you have and how to use it, there's so many benefits. Money is one of them. And it's much larger than when you try and just say, get money for one thing. Like, say, I don't know, maybe you want to grow watermelons and you want to sell them and get money. There's a much deeper profit, also financially, by recognizing nutritional, social, cultural, ecological, and economic value of what Mother Nature is offering us.
On the closing note, I would just like to add, just having spent this time with you now and knowing more about it, it gives a clear vision to us as well, that what can be expected and how. And as you said, what you are contributing, not only for that festival, but all that energy is again going into the farm, which is in circle, going to come back again to the Aurovillians.
Exactly.
So
the festival is very much a reflection of the farm's thing, and the farm's whole purpose is to serve Oroville and the bioregion and India in general, you know. So, yeah.
Well, we wish from Oroville radio team, we wish Solitude Farm and Krishna all the best, and we surely, with our entire team, we're going to participate.
Awesome.
And not only to cover the event, but participate and get values.
Okay, nice.
Because there are many things personally
good
that I would want to participate.
Nice.
And is there any slogan or any line you want to end and invite people with in your own way?
I mean, it's a celebration, no? Come, let's be simple, let's enjoy, no?
Let's share and care.
Yeah, share and care, nice, yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you, Krishna,
thank
again.
You,
thank
nice.
You for all the time.
Nice.
And it's going to be an amazing event, like always. See you there.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
See you all. Welcome. That was...